Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. And it's kind of a busy day. There are many things happening today. Maybe when we come to church, our minds are filled with all those things that are going to be happening today. Rumor is circulating that there's an OSU women's basketball game at 1 o'clock. I have something that if I sleep out, don't look at me. Of course, the Super Bowl is later on this afternoon. But it's good that we're gathered here for worship, because what it
does is it tells us that the most important thing that we do and the focus of our week is actually this time that we spend together in worship. Today is the Lord's Day, and we hear what the good things that he has for us through his son, Jesus. Of course, his love, mercy, and forgiveness. So God's blessings on your worship here this morning. Just a couple announcements to share with you, and then we'll begin our worship. The first is that perhaps you read about it in the email that went out to the congregation. One of our very own here at Peace will be honored at the Good Samaritan Awards for their volunteer service in the community. When I got that news, I couldn't believe it. I said, no one from our church would be. We have lots of people that are worthy for what they do as volunteers in the community here at Peace. But this year, the person that's going to get recognized is Oscar Gutbrod, one of our elders here. The award ceremony is Wednesday at Philomath High School. And at 6:30 p.m., you do need a ticket to attend that award banquet. I have those tickets. We have about 20. And we're going to try and sit together as a Peace family to celebrate the award for all. He's not going to want to celebrate. We'll celebrate for you, okay? So that's this Wednesday, February 7th, Philomath High School at 6:30. And the second thing to share with the congregation is that next Saturday, Peace is partnering with Compassion Ministries for a seminar entitled Hope for Healing, Addressing Mental Health and How to Become More Aware, and also How Can We Minister to Those Who Are Experiencing Mental Health Challenges. The registration form for that, we need registration forms filled out, and those are located on the circular table in the narthex. And go ahead and fill that out and hand it off to Callie or to myself in my box. And we need those by this Wednesday so we can get a good count for food next Saturday. The seminar goes from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Lunch is included, and it's free. There's no cost. Are there other announcements to share before we begin our worship? Sally's coming forward.
I just wanted to say that Colleen and I don't want to take all the credit for all the decorations in the fellowship hall. In October, Cheryl Miller and Nancy Abernathy did the decorations. In January, Carol Gutbrod did them. And this month, Janet Payne did them. And they're beautiful. So be sure and tell those people, a thank you.
Yes. Absolutely. It's like you walk into the fellowship hall and it just magically appears. And it just looks beautiful. But no, someone put it together, someone planned it out, and someone executed and put it on the table. So thank you for those that do that. It really blesses our time together in fellowship. Are there other announcements to share this morning?